Welcome to our gastric stapling surgery procedure guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for gastric stapling surgery. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on gastric stapling, including illustrations of the digestive system. Let's begin with a description. Gastric stapling, also called gastric banding, is a type of bariatric surgery performed to treat morbid obesity when other conservative measures, such as diet, exercise, and medication, are not effective. During the procedure, no part of the stomach is removed and the digestive process remains intact. Gastric banding procedures may be performed by two methods that separate the stomach into two parts. Vertical gastric banding uses a combination of staples and a band to create a smaller stomach pouch. Adjustable gastric banding involves attaching an inflatable band around the top portion of the stomach and tightening it like a belt to form a smaller stomach pouch. Both methods significantly reduce the size of your stomach and are referred to as a restrictive procedure. After the smaller stomach pouch is created, you'll be able to hold a much smaller amount of food. Restrictive procedures are associated with fewer risks than gastric bypass procedures, but can be affected by overeating, which can cause the small pouch to stretch and accommodate more food. So, why have a gastric stapling? You may be a candidate for gastric stapling surgery if you have a body mass index, or BMI, greater than 40. If you're a man 100 pounds over your ideal body weight, or a woman 80 pounds over your ideal body weight. Those with medical conditions such as obesity-related type 2 diabetes, heart disease, or sleep apnea, in addition to a BMI between 35 and 40, may be considered for this type of weight loss surgery. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a gastric stapling surgery. What are some of the risks? As with any surgical procedure, complications may occur. Some possible complications include infection, blood clots, pneumonia, bleeding ulcer, and gallstones. In some instances, obstruction or nausea can occur after the procedure when food isn't well chewed. There may be specific risk depending on the type of surgery performed. If vertical gastric banding is performed, a breakdown of the line of staples or erosion of the band may occur. Adjustable gastric banding may be associated with band slippage and saline leaks, as well as an enlargement of the stomach pouch. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a gastric stapling surgery? Your doctor will explain the procedure to you and offer you the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives you permission to do the surgery. Read the form carefully and ask questions if something isn't clear. You may be asked to provide a complete medical history, as well as have a complete physical exam, blood work, and diagnostic tests before the surgery. Your doctor will give you instructions not to eat or drink for 8 hours before the procedure, generally after midnight. If you're pregnant or suspect that you're pregnant, you should notify your doctor. If you're a woman of childbearing age, you may receive birth control counseling to prevent pregnancy within the first year of surgery, as there may be some risk to an unborn child from rapid weight loss. Let your doctor know if you are sensitive or allergic to any medications, tape, latex, local or general anesthesia. Be sure to tell your doctor about all medications you're taking, including prescription, over-the-counter, and herbal supplements. If you're taking any blood-thinning medications, such as aspirin or Coumadin, or if you have a bleeding disorder, inform your doctor. You may be asked to stop taking these medications before the procedure. So, be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld. The area around the surgical site may be shaved, and you may receive a sedative prior to the procedure to help you relax. You may be asked to begin exercising and to alter your diet several weeks before surgery. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your gastric stapling? Most gastric stapling procedures require a stay in the hospital and are performed while you're asleep under general anesthesia. Prior to surgery, you'll be asked to remove any jewelry or other objects that may interfere with the procedure. You'll be asked to remove your clothing and will be given a gown to wear. An IV line may be started in your arm or hand, and a urinary catheter may be inserted. You'll be positioned on your back on the operating table, and the skin over the surgical site will be cleansed with an antiseptic solution. The anesthesiologist will continuously monitor your heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing during the surgery. Your doctor will either make a single large incision in the abdominal area for an open procedure or a series of small incisions. For a laparoscopic procedure, the abdominal cavity will be inflated with carbon dioxide gas so that the stomach and other structures can be easily visualized. During an adjustable gastric band procedure, a hollow band will be placed around the top end of the stomach to create a small pouch. If a vertical band procedure is performed, the pouch is created with a line of staples. After the procedure, a drain will be placed in the incision site to remove fluid. The incision will be closed with sutures or surgical staples, and a sterile bandage will be applied. What do you need to do afterwards? After the procedure, you'll be taken to the recovery room for observation. Once you're alert and stable, you'll be taken to your hospital room. You'll be given pain medication as ordered by your doctor and will be encouraged to get out of bed to walk around when you're strong enough. You may receive IV fluids until you're allowed to have clear liquids to drink. As you're able to tolerate liquids, you'll be advanced to thicker liquids and foods that you don't have to chew, such as hot cereal or pureed foods. Your doctor will instruct you on how long to eat pureed foods and when you can start eating solid foods. You'll also receive instruction on taking nutritional supplements to replace any nutrients lost due to the changes made to your stomach. Once you're home, it will be important to keep the surgical area clean and dry. Your doctor will give you specific bathing instructions, and the stitches or surgical staples will be removed during a follow-up visit. After the procedure, the incision and abdominal muscles may ache. Be sure to take only recommended medications for pain. Aspirin or certain other pain medications may increase the chance of bleeding. You may be instructed to avoid lifting for several months in order to prevent strain on your abdominal muscles and surgical incision. You may feel especially tired during the first month following surgery and should gradually increase your physical activity as tolerated. Notify your doctor right away if you experience fever, chills, redness, swelling, or bleeding or other drainage from the incision site. Increased pain around the incision site should also be reported. Following gastric stapling surgery, your doctor may give you additional or alternate instructions depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on weight loss surgery and other bariatric health topics and procedures.